Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
On the curve off Highway 5, a couple miles east of Botno, is a sign off in the ditch in the south that says quicksand. It's been there for decades. I assume it's a warning not to put your car in a ditch there. But if you do, particularly if you've been watching some old westerns on TV, don't wait for the Lone Ranger to save you from quickly sinking into eternity. Actually, you probably wouldn't need him anyhow. Turtle Mountain lies about 600 to 800 feet above the surrounding plain. Some amount of water from precipitation in Turtle Mountain can filter downward through the soil. As it does, it may eventually hit a restrictive layer, causing the water to flow laterally downhill for some distance onto the plains below and end up close to the soil surface. That's the case here. The area may look dry, but that can be deceiving. Depending on the precipitation, seasonality, and other factors, you may not be able to drive through this area. Walking on it could even result in one being mired in muck. Anecdotal stories about this area tell a fence post popping out of the ground and a soil classifier getting mired in the muck. I checked the Botno County Soil Survey for information on the site. The soils in that area are largely silty loams that formed on lacustrine material or lake deposits and are somewhat poorly drained. They would not be described as sandy. Salts have accumulated on the soil surface, which is evidence that water, at least occasionally, can wick up to the soil surface and evaporate, leaving the dissolved salts behind. There's also evidence, from soil models, that the water table may at times be 2 feet or so below the soil surface. Former state geologist and director of North Dakota Geological Survey John Bloomley's book, North Dakota's Geological Legacy, contains a section on aquifers and artesian flows. He notes that there is a narrow band of quicksand that runs along the south side of Turtle Mountain from Botno eastward to Belcourt. I'm not so sure the term quicksand is accurate for this particular site. At any rate, if you're traveling Highway 5 and get the urge to veer out into it, pass it up. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.